Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Alberto Del Rio has been arrested. We'll talk about that in a second. Plus, two Money in the Bank winners crowned last night. And a milestone for Gronk. For Monday, the 11th of May, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We start with former WWE star Alberto Del Rio, who was arrested on Saturday and faces charges of sexual assault. This comes from a report from News 4 in San Antonio, which is an NBC affiliate station. The alleged victim told police on Monday the 10th that Jose A. Rodriguez, the real name of Alberto Del Rio, reportedly struck them several times and then forced her to put on a dress and dance for him. According to the report, when she initially tried to refuse the order, Rodriguez said not to cry, quote, because if she did, he would take her son and drop him in the middle of the road somewhere. The arrest affidavit states that the woman told police that Jose A. Rodriguez had sexually abused her and taken photos of her injuries. A report from the Bexar County Sheriff's Office says that Rodriguez was held for 5 hours on Saturday before being released that afternoon with his bond amount set at $50,000. Rodriguez has been a controversial figure in the wrestling and the mixed martial arts world for many years, but this is a particularly grisly story to tell you. And when we know more about it, you will hear more at cultaholic.com.
Indeed, an historic moment tonight for that woman, Asuka.
Stop! Here's your winner of the 2020 Men's Money in the Bank ladder match, Otis!
Yo, Mandy! I did it! Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, Money in the Bank!
So there you have the winners of the men's and the women's Money in the Bank briefcases from the Money in the Bank show last night. The most unique Money in the Bank ladder match I think you and I will ever see in our lifetimes. Asuka picking up the women's briefcase and Otis grabbing the men's one. So this match was something else, and it has very much divided wrestling fans. And it started with the female participants near the elevator of WWE HQ and the male participants starting in the gym. They crossed paths on two occasions, once as they are nearing the top of the building and the second time on the roof itself. This match was full of cameos from, you know, WWE mainstays like Vince McMahon, who was in his office, and Stephanie McMahon, who was walking by, it seemed. And a few surprises in there as well, like John Laurinaitis on a scooter, dishing out people power. And the return of Brother Love, having come out of a cubicle, no doubt having something to wrestle with in the cubicle. It's the third time I've made that joke. I'm milking it for all it's worth. Bruce Pritchard bringing back Brother Love for one night only. That was fun to see. It was a wild match. It was a lot of fun to watch as well. And if you check out the Cultaholic YouTube channel throughout the day today, you have what happened at Money in the Bank with Jack. You have graded with myself and the WTF moments with Ross as well. Lots to break down from Money in the Bank. And we will do it throughout the day here at Cultaholic. So now Money in the Bank is over. It is on to Backlash. WWE revealed last night they are live on pay-per-view once again on Sunday, June the 14th. A location for the pay-per-view wasn't announced, so we can presume that it's going to be taking place in similar situations at the Performance Center in Orlando, Florida. This will be the third closed set pay-per-view since the coronavirus pandemic began for WWE. But the use of the term streaming live on the WWE network suggests that possibly they might be showing this one live. We had live elements of last night and we had pre-recorded elements of last night's show as well. So very likely this whole thing could be live when we get to it in a couple of weeks' time. Michelle McCool was interviewed by the New York Post about Last Ride, which is WWE Network's docuseries all about The Undertaker. Michelle McCool was asked about who could have ended The Undertaker's streak if it wasn't Brock Lesnar. And Michelle recants a story that says the streak ending could have gone a very different way. Michelle says, "I remember a few years prior that WrestleMania 24 versus Edge, they talked about Edge breaking the streak. And it was Edge who actually said no. Edge said, that makes zero sense. I don't want to do that. Why would I do that? The fans already love him. What's it going to do for Edge? It was Edge that went to bat for the streak. I love the idea of Edge being the one that could have broken the streak. And it did feel like that. I remember in the build-up to it, it felt like it could have easily been Edge who ended it, ended the streak. But not to be. Edge makes his return to WWE TV tonight. He is on Monday Night Raw. He's clean-shaven now as well. And apparently he's hunting the Viper Randy Orton. So we may see a continuation of the Edge-Randy Orton storyline on Raw tonight. From WWE ladder matches to AEW ladder matches, Darby Allin has been revealed as the first entrant in the AEW Casino ladder match, the winner of which will get a future shot at the AEW World Heavyweight Championship. You will see that match take place at Double or Nothing on Saturday, the 23rd of May, 2020, in Jacksonville, Florida, at Daly's Place. So Darby Allin, along with a few other competitors, will be in the casino ladder match to determine a future challenger for the AEW title. Also that night, we've got Jungle Boy versus MJF. The finals of the TNT Championship Tournament as Cody faces Lance Archer, and the World Heavyweight title match between Jon Moxley and Brody Lee will be your headline attraction. During a Wrestling Observer radio show, Dave Meltzer was talking about Ken Shamrock, and he mentioned a reason as to why we may never see Ken Shamrock in the WWE Hall of Fame. It turns out that when Shamrock left the WWF at that time, his then-wife called for an audit of the company. She wanted to make sure they weren't being shorted out on royalty money. It was discovered that WWE actually did owe Shamrock some money, and apparently it's never set too well with Vince McMahon and company. And that is a big reason as to why Ken Shamrock's never been back. Also, as noted by Meltzer, and it's discussed more in Ken Shamrock's book, that Shamrock was a very wild child on the road, basically. It didn't help things at all. The book about Shamrock doesn't hide very much, but they didn't include this story about his WWE exit. But there's a lot of other stuff in there, which is eye-opening to the life and times of Ken Shamrock. It's worth a read. And finally, a record set for Gronk. Rob Gronkowski, who won the WWE 24/7 Championship back at WrestleMania, has now held the title for 44 days and counting, breaking the previous record as the longest reigning 24/7 champion in WWE history. Before that, it was Riddick Moss at 41. Now Gronk is the king of the 24/7 title. And as we saw from the Money in the Bank pay-per-view last night, R-Truth is gunning to get that belt back. So that record may be about to come to a halt very, very soon. Well done, Gronk, all the same. What a milestone. And that'll do it for the Cultaholic Wrestling News for today. It's a short podcast today. Money in the Bank, what happened at, graded, WTF moments, all on the Cultaholic YouTube channel throughout the day today. And if you missed it over the weekend, we did a special tier video on the YouTube channel where Adam Pacitti and Ross Tweddle put into a tiered list every single Cultaholic punishment. What do you think was the worst Cultaholic punishment of all time? You can find out right now on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. There were some good ones in there that even I'd forgotten about. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.